It's been 40 years, give or take a few. And by now, your star might light the sky. But no one mourns, no one's left to say goodbye.
Today I'm happy to host a singer and songwriter whose talents I've been admiring for several years at the Commerce Songwriters Showcase. But his journey to Northeast Texas has taken him wide and far, and I'm interested to hear about his path to our area. This gentleman is very skilled on the guitar. He has a high register singing voice, not unlike Texas' own Stephen Stills. And with me right now at KETR is a gentleman by the name of Matthew Tuttle. Thank you so much for joining me, Matthew. How are you?
Well, thank you, Matt. I'm really happy to be here. It's great to be in Commerce.
It's been a long time coming. I've been saying to you for month after month when we see each other at the showcase that I would love to get you in studio, and I'm glad that we have finally made this happen here today. I'm really looking forward to it, and it's not just because we share the same first name.
Well, I spelled my name with one T. So
I was going to say, that is kind of unique, yeah, because mine has the two, but... Uh-huh. Anyway, I wanted to hear a little bit about your origins, Matt, because as I mentioned in your intro, you are not a Texas native, but let's just kind of start out. Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Lansing, Michigan. My dad was a senior at Michigan State, and he had the wonderful opportunity to raise twins. I'm a twin brother. My brother Mark is out in Seattle, but we grew up outside of Flint, Michigan. Had a great childhood, sort of out in the boondocks a bit, but... that's where we grew up in Flint.
Gotcha. So was music kind of a big part of your early years?
My grandmother brought me the first guitar I had, an old Silvertone, and I was very interested in guitar playing. I started when I was, I think 10, maybe 11. I took lessons from a guy named Chuck Adams, who was a really good guitar player in the area at that time. Took lessons for a couple years, and then my brother and I and another guy, Steve Fox, had a high school band. We played many, many high school dances and around in that area.
So, before you picked up that guitar, I mean, had you kind of found music on your own on the radio, or did your family or friends kind of get you in, oh, you got to hear this, you know, this new record that came out?
I kind of learned it on my own. I did have an uncle who was involved in Broadway productions.
He
was
a
Broadway dancer for many years. And so that might be one of the reasons why I was interested in performing and the arts. But other than that, we didn't have any real strong musical influence other than, you know, just normal family get together and talk about that.
I'm always curious to know because, you know, some people will cite that they got into music because of church or school, you know, maybe they played an instrument at school, something like that. But it sounds to me like you were just kind of naturally drawn to it then.
Naturally drawn. We did play at the church for quite a while, the three guys I was just talking about. But that was like after we had gotten started.
So, I gotcha. Yeah. You know, I mean, can you kind of recall some things that you were listening to at the time that might have sort of helped kindle your passion for making music? Because, you know, there was some really incredible music in the years when you were growing up that still influenced people to this day.
Absolutely, yeah. We, of course, Detroit owned Motown for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So I was really heavily influenced by them. I loved Otis Redding. Of course, that area also spawned lots of rock. So Grand Funk Railroad, some of those guys went to the same high school I went to.
Oh, wow.
Not that I knew them. But,
yes. They were
there. And Bob Seger, there was a place out there called Sherwood Forest that would have 12-hour rock concerts.
Wow.
Super Sunday, I think they called it. Now, I actually saw Mitch Ryder and Bob Seger and Vanilla Fudge, a bunch of folks on a couple of those sessions. So
nice.
It was really great. Mostly rock, though, really heavy rock stuff.
So you started moving around a bit to places like Ohio and Indiana, but what ended up leading you to Texas?
Well, I was in Bloomington for a long time, and that's really where I picked up acoustic music. I started playing a lot of acoustic down there, or up there, I should say.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was a full-time musician, and I played four or five nights a week. I started writing a little bit. I also was heavily influenced, I would say, by a musical partner of mine, Denny Luchart. He was a wonderful singer-songwriter. He since has moved to Phoenix, rather.
Okay.
But he and I were partners for a while, and I always look back at that partnership as being really good and sort of pointed me towards acoustic music. Then I traveled around. I got married, had a couple kids, and for work, I started getting transferred around. So I ended up going down to Austin. I was down in Austin area for 17 years or so.
Wow.
And then moved up here.
Sure.
For some family.
Okay, gotcha. And Austin, of course, I don't have to explain, is a hotbed for music and creativity. Sure, that had to be an inspiring place to live for a performer like yourself.
Everywhere you go down there, there's music. I played once at a yogurt shop.
Really?
So, anywhere you go down there, they can have music, live music.
Without a doubt, yeah. I, you know, some might even be concerned that there's almost too much music, you know?
Yeah, well, there is a guitarist on every corner.
So, right.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place to visit, especially for folks that don't live there. You know, you can really kind of, it's almost like going to Disneyland for music fans when you go to Austin. But that's really cool, and I'm glad that you got to spend so much time there, because I have no doubt that kind of helped you refine your sound a bit.
Yeah.
And so, as you mentioned, you ended up moving here into this area. I guess family drew you here. Where is it that you're living here in Northeast Texas?
Well, I now live in, my mailing address is Scroggins.
Okay.
Scroggins is not much more than a post office.
Understood.
So, Mount Vernon is over there, and that's also still small.
Right.
But I live south of Mount Vernon. And,
okay.
Play music around that general area over in East Texas.
I know that there are always performers kind of hiding in the woodworks around any area, but that's really refreshing to hear that you're doing that out there in the Mount Vernon area, because not necessarily known as a hotbed for music, you know, with a whole lot of artists. I'm not implying that there aren't other artists in that area, but I haven't heard about them yet. So if you're out there, hey, get in touch with me. But so you seem to pull from a lot of different genres, and we've been talking a little bit about what your influences have been. So as I alluded to earlier, if you're doing, as they call it, the elevator pitch, if you end up with someone who's never heard your stuff before, how do you describe your style of music to a newcomer?
Well, I certainly am in the singer-songwriter, acoustic music sort of genre. Obviously, James Taylor, a big influence of mine. Stephen Stills, you mentioned before.
Yes.
I love his guitar playing, always have. And I like the fact that he can so seamlessly switch from acoustic to a really hard rock electric kind of presentation, and that's kind of what I've done over the years, although these days it's almost always acoustic music, but I love rocking out as well, as you've heard before. So it's sort of a singer-songwriter confessional kind of music that Joni Mitchell was a big influence on me as well.
Sure.
And that type of music.
Well, I can definitely hear all those influences in the performances of yours that I've heard.
When you take my hand, I feel the stars above. When you are away, there is no moon. If the day ever comes that blows shadows on our road, whispering wind will know this too.
So I know that you enjoy playing at the Commerce Songwriter Showcase, or you certainly seem to, but as you said, you also gig around our area in the Mount Vernon area, and I assume elsewhere across Northeast Texas.
I play quite a few of the wine festivals over there. They have them every summer. I played at 4 or 5 there in the Mount Vernon Wine Festival. Also, Pittsburgh has one. I played there before.
Okay.
There's a winery out there, Los Pinos. It's a great place to visit if you haven't been there, and great music almost every weekend out there. Jazz and acoustic stuff like what I do, but a great place to go. There's 3 or 4 places in Winsboro that has featured live music as well. So.
Yeah, and I can really see your style, fitting into that wine festival vibe, I mean? It's something that's a little more, down-tempo, and for people to just kind of kick back and relax and sip their wine or whatnot. So.
Right, that's right. Yeah, there's a nice marina out there as well that I like to play in on Cypress Springs, and they oftentimes will have a special wine night. So, I think that may be why I get invited.
Sure. Okay. We're going to give folks an opportunity to know where to find you online to keep up with your gigs and whatnot before we're done here today. But Matthew Tuttle is with me here in studio today. If you're just discovering Matthew, it's spelled with 1 T, by the way, unlike most Matthews that you've seen. It's M-A-T-H-E-W, and Tuttle is T-U-T-T-L-E.
Right, right.
Just out of curiosity, what sort of last name is that?
Well, that's an English root.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. My one of my relatives, traced it back, and we quote unquote, came over from England right after the Mayflower, but I've kind of forgotten the details. But that family name has been around for a long, long, long time.
Okay.
In fact, the oldest farm that was in the United States was in the Tuttle name.
Interesting.
I want to say it was in New Hampshire, somewhere up there in the East. And it was sold just a few years ago, and there was a newspaper article about the Tuttle farm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was, Tuttle's been around for a long time.
That's fascinating. Yeah, yeah. I've never come across that name before, so I was just curious. So we have, you know, talked off the air a little bit about this, but you are known to work with some fellow Northeast Texas singers and songwriters,
sure.
People like Johnny C. Lately, who we're a big fan of around here, yeah. and many others. You know, did you want to kind of name drop some of these folks that that you like to work with from time to time?
Well, I do get to work with Johnny C. Lately. I'll do a little plug for him. He just put out a new EP. I was on a couple of his tunes on that EP.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And the bass player that plays with us is Matt Wood. He works here in Commerce, and he and I and Johnny get together almost once a month and play. Brad Davis, you know, I hardly need to mention his name, but he's just a great musician. I love to work with him. I'm hoping to be in the recording studio with him shortly.
That'd be great.
Really nice studio here in Commerce. And
great. Well, yeah, we are definitely familiar with these folks that you're talking about, and you've made some great connections here in the area. You're definitely hooked up with some of the finest here in Northeast Texas, for sure. Well, this is 88.9 KETR. We are a non-commercial, listener-supported radio station. I know you've lived all over the place, so you've had a chance to probably be exposed to all sorts of different public radio stations across the nation. But what are some of the things that you enjoy about public radio?
Invariably, I listen to NPR for news. They're able to go into much greater detail than you'll normally hear on the, you know, 30-second news broadcast here and there. So that's what I really appreciate about them. I also appreciate KETR and your program in particular, in that you're able to focus on local music and music that you don't hear on the pop stations. There's another one down in Austin that does similar work. Two of my favorite NPR stations I've listened to many, many years. Yep.
And it's not just about the vital information, of course. It is about the Texas music focus that you hear on Notably
Absolutely.
Texan.
Yep.
And, you know, it's not always easy. I can say this all day. People might not necessarily believe me, but to my understanding is, anyway, that it's not always easy as an independent singer-songwriter to get attention from a radio station around here. Most of them are automated these days, for people that don't know. Most of the voices you hear on radio, sadly, these days are not live. They're pre-recorded, possibly by someone outside of the state. What you're hearing on a lot of radio these days is not as real, quote-unquote, as you might think it is, but I assume it's kind of hard to get attention from stations as a rising, you know, artist like yourself.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're working with you, especially at that songwriter showcase, is just a great opportunity to get together with fellow musicians, fellow songwriters, and just wonderful to be able to talk to you live here on radio. I don't think anywhere else I'd have this opportunity, so... Really appreciate it.
Really is a great opportunity for us to be able to expose listeners to artists like yourself, and I hope that it's a good opportunity for you too. And
sure.
I appreciate your words on that. So if you feel the same way, please remember that you are the listener and listener support. So you can go to our site today, KETR.org, and click donate and make a gift right now in any amount. It really does make a difference. We're almost out of time, but do you have any upcoming shows that you want to mention?
Let's see. I am going to be out at the marina on Easter Sunday. I know there's one other show on the horizon.
Well, you've got all these listed on your site, though, right? So where can we find that?
Well, I'm primarily using ReverbNation.com/Matthew Tuttle.
Okay.
There's also something out on SoundCloud, although that doesn't really list my my
events. Your gigs. Yeah.
And then I'm on Facebook. I sort of mix my personal with my musical information on Facebook, but you can find me out there.
It's MatthewTuttle, Matthew Tuttle. This has really been a treat, sir. Thank you for stopping by. Let's do it again sometime soon.
I'd love to. Thank you very much. So I'm packing my bags. I'm not really set to go. But now I'm sleeping like a nickel. In wintertime, quiet, seeping through my window. I'm hoping for a springtime glow, waiting for a springtime glow.